Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
We welcome Evan to the show. Hello, Evan.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Good. So who are we putting to the test for you?
My girlfriend, Alyssa.
Okay, and why are we putting Alyssa to the test?
A few weeks ago, she started going to the gym. It was her New Year's resolution, which was cool, you know. But then I find out, like, a couple weeks later, she's been going to the same gym as this other guy who lives in her apartment building, and they've been going together to the gym.
Ah, I see. So that might not be such a good thing.
Yeah, no, especially when I find out they've been riding together, you know, like, they drive in his car.
Oh, okay. Now, did you talk to her about this?
Yeah. This is, we got into a huge fight. It was like, you know, I'm proud of you for getting healthy, but I really don't like, you know, it just makes me uncomfortable seeing you go to the gym with another guy and riding around his car like he's your boyfriend.
Okay, and what did she say?
She told me to chill out, like, give me a break. You know, he's got a girlfriend of his own. The only reason we ride together is because we live in the same building. And we were going on, like, the same schedule. That's it.
Well, maybe that's right. Maybe it's a matter of convenience. I mean, besides, it's not like she's getting all dressed up, putting on makeup to go work out in the gym.
Unless she is, because, I mean, I know a ton of girls that will put a full face on to go to the gym.
That doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't care about the makeup stuff, you know. But I just don't like that she's going to the gym with this guy in his car and then working out with him.
Yeah, if they're working out together, I feel like that can become a very, like, intimate routine. Like, you stretch together, you work your muscles together, you get all sweaty together, and then when you get home, you both need a shower, and, you know, so...
Yeah, but as far as we know, that's not what's happening here.
I'm just saying, I mean, I wouldn't let Kyle have a female gym partner unless that female gym partner was me.
Okay, so, Evan, you want us to put your girlfriend to the test then with War of the Roses?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to run the female version. This is the pantygram version on her, and we'll see what she says, okay? Two questions first. We got to ask this of every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer Alyssa a pantygram to send to someone, she's going to pick you to send it to?
Well, I don't know. But if she doesn't send it to me, then I guess I wasn't so paranoid. After all,
yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's find out.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling for an Alyssa, please.
This is Alyssa.
Good morning, Alyssa. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to let you know about a totally free promotion we're running for Valentine's Day this year. It's called the VS Pantygram, and it's kind of like sending a super sexy Valentine to the special person in your life, but it's totally free, only for our regular customers like yourself. So would you like to hear more about it? I mean, it's only going to take a second, I promise.
Sure.
Okay, so basically, you could send that special someone a real pair of lace panties, and they come with a note attached. I mean, you could write whatever you want on it. So for Valentine's Day, they'll open up this little box, they'll see the panties inside, and your note. And the best part is, because you're basically a regular customer, you get to try it for absolutely free. So does that sound like something you'd like to try?
So it costs me nothing at all?
Nope. We pay for the box, the underwear, the note, and the shipping. It's just our way of saying, you know, thanks for being a customer for all these years.
Okay, sure. I'll try it.
Okay, perfect. So let's see. I need to get some info from you real quick. And the first thing I need to know is what color panties you'd like us to send. We have pink, red, or black.
Let's go with the pink for Valentine's Day.
Okay, and who would you like us to send your pantygram to? I need a first and last name.
Let me think. Okay, send it to Connor, and the last name is Bob. That's B-O-W.
Okay, and it comes with a note, like I said. So what message would you like us to print on this note? It could be anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay, put down, thanks again for dinner. How about next time I bring dessert?
You know what? I see how this is now. That's really good to know. I'm so glad I just did this. It's really good to know that you're not only screwing me over, but you're trying to screw him too.
Hello?
Hey, Alyssa?
Yeah?
So, listen, this isn't really Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. We've actually got Evan listening on the other line.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to explain why you sent some other dude your panties instead of your boyfriend?
I didn't send anybody anything.
I just f***ing heard you.
Yeah, Alyssa, he was listening the whole time.
Okay, but I didn't... It was a Valentine's card. What's wrong with that?
Actually, you sent a pantygram. I mean, you picked the color of the panties. You sent the note attached to those panties. You sent them to someone named Connor.
Okay, well, I didn't know it was all that stuff. I was just thought I was sending someone a Valentine's card.
You think that makes it right? Why would you send this guy a Valentine's card and not me? And you had dinner with him?
It's not like that. He had some extra pizza and he asked me if I wanted it. So I said, sure, that's all.
What was that message, though, when you said, next time I'll bring dessert? What was that about?
I just meant I would repay him for the pizza.
You know what? None of this is believable right now. You're a fucking liar.
So, Evan, you're not buying this whole pizza, I'm repaying you for pizza thing. You think this is a lie?
You know what? That's fine. I guess I'm a liar, too. I lied when I told you that you were the best girlfriend I ever had. And I definitely lied when I told you how sexy you were. That was a complete lie. Why do you think we always had the lights off when we slept together? I can't stand looking at you. I can see why you go to the gym all the time, because you're f***ing disgusting.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Wow. Something tells me these two aren't getting back together by Valentine's Day this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.